Time for our Rural Solutions Technology Update Show with John and Teresa Whitty of Rural Solutions, and we are at my favorite show of the year.
Yes, Paul.
Yes, Paul.
I heard you've been practicing something.
Prognostication.
Woohoo! The crowd goes wild. Good job.
That's the first time in, what, 15 years
however
you've
long,
been able
however
to
long
say
we've been doing
that
the show.
Word.
I've never been able
goodness.
To say that. But I thank John for that because he texted me that, broke the word down in big capital letters.
That makes me so sad. I love to hear you mess it up.
Yeah.
Yes,
not
it's our prognostications for 2026. John is going to tell us what he thinks is going to happen in the technology world for this year.
And it's, ironically, it's Technology Day.
It is.
National Technology Day.
It is.
And it's the first day of the CES show going on in Las Vegas.
That's what's that?
The Consumer Electronics Show, where all the newest things are being displayed.
Cool.
And so everybody's listening. I'm saving you $350 on that ticket to get into that thing. So
we should do the show there.
Oh, yes. I think that
the radio station
KLQP should pay for us to
bring
go
it,
there.
Let's work on that.
Next year. I'll ask Gary.
Okay. Well, my first one I'm being Captain Obvious on. I don't think anybody will dispute this, and you guys are going to give me a good grade for this next year. AI will be everywhere.
Yeah, duh.
In 2026.
That's your first prediction of the year.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. That's a
no-brainer.
Just look how fast it's come in the last 6 months. You know, did we talk about ChatGPT even last May, June? We didn't until probably August or so.
Yeah.
And it's going to continue to evolve. And everything from office work to robotics to autonomous vehicles, it's going to evolve. So I don't think that one needs a lot of explanation.
Yeah, no. Well, they rolled out the driverless vehicles already. They rolled them out.
Yeah.
But did you see what happened in San Francisco a couple weeks ago? The lights went out. They lost power.
No.
And so all these driverless vehicles stopped. Did you see that?
No, I did not. Yeah. There's going to be glitches along the way, as everything. My number two, robots are getting friendlier and more useful. I hope they stay friendlier. I believe that we're going to see robots that can fold laundry in your home, help around the house. You're going to see wearable health alerts that will warn you if you have some health condition, to assist the elderly or just people that need it. And even help in our kitchens. By the end of the year, we're going to see that somebody around our area here is going to be buying a gift like that for somebody.
So I already have a robot vacuum, Wally.
Yep.
You named your vacuum?
Of course I named my vacuum.
Wally?
Wally is my robot vacuum, yeah. Okay. And he got lost the other day, and I went searching, I tell you. But I think, John, that these robots are going to look more like, what's her name, from the Jetsons?
Oh, not Jane. Oh, what is that? I can't think of,
I know what you're talking about. I know what she looks like.
I think
eventually they're going to start to look more like her.
Well, 60 Minutes last Sunday had a whole thing on robotics.
Yeah.
Robots. How real they are now.
I mean, they're there already, but so this prediction is that we're going to be seeing it coming into the homes.
Yep.
Locally out here.
Yeah. Yes, yes. Number three, smarter driving vehicles, tractors, you name it. It's going to be smarter yet. Even though the electric car hype is kind of cooling off right now, we're going to see self-driving tech heating up. Cars and trucks are getting smarter, better at avoiding accidents, staying in their lanes, helping the drivers to stop on time and things like that. So
I have heard, though, that they're making solid-state batteries, and they're getting smaller and better. So I am not a super electronic car proponent just because of how things are out here in the country. You know, if you lived in a city, maybe, but they are getting...
It'll get there.
I think
what's the projection again, John?
That the cars are going to have self-driving capability, you know, I mean, beyond what they have now.
Okay.
It's going to get more and more so, and eventually you'll just get in the back seat and it'll take you wherever you want to go, I suppose. Number four, artificial intelligent agents will work like digital employees. Business inventory management, farm planning, office paperwork automation. Just for to be honest to everybody, prep for this show when I do this every year, it takes me several days of thinking about it, 2 days of research, and several more hours to put it all together. And this year, I used AI to generate everything we're talking about today.
How long did it take you?
It took me less than 2 hours from start to being here talking.
Yeah, and, it's amazing.
And it was fun.
And some people might think that's cheating, but it's a tool that we can use for good or for evil, right? Like everything else.
And like you said, right now it's fun.
Yeah, it is. I think it'll stop being as much fun when we just start taking it for granted, right. But it, it's amazing. We've been using it more and more in our work, and I don't know. I don't do Google searches anymore. I go to ChatGPT for a lot of things, mm-hmm. and so.
But I think the thing about chat or about AI agents is that, unlike right now, that's how people are using them. They're using them kind of like a Google search, or they have been in the past. Right. But it'll change from that to actually using them to do the work like you did here.
Yeah.
You didn't find something that you predicted or in your mind. You weren't thinking about something and said, tell me about this topic. That would have been more like Googling. You said, this is what I'm going to do. I'm having a radio show, and I want to know what the big technology changes are going to be in 2026. And the ChatGPT created a whole script for you and did everything, and then you just had to make the changes you wanted.
It would have been that the first pass, but then I wanted to understand why, and so I asked more questions so I could, understand.
But instead of just answering your questions, it created for you the work that you would have spent hours on.
Yep. That's exactly right.
That's the big change.
Crazy. So it's an amazing thing.
What's amazing to me is how fast everything's moving.
Yeah.
More and more.
And one of the hang-ups that we've had is the fact that without internet access, a lot of this stuff doesn't work. But now they're putting AI in these little chips that they're putting in stuff. So even without internet access, they can think and answer questions and think for themselves in a way.
Oh.
And so that's one of the biggest things, and that's kind of my fifth prognostication, is that it's going to, we're going to see it in places we never even thought it would be.
Okay.
So, that's a huge thing that's making the changes. And every year I talk about 5G, right? And it's...
Number five is you were talking about tech that works without great internet.
Yes, that means
a big frustration chips out here.
Yeah, it has been, but now with the new chips that they have with AI built into them, they can still think for themselves without connectivity necessary.
Okay,
and every year I talk about 5G, and back in 2020, I said it's going to, you got to wait for a while, everybody. So hold on. But it's not here yet. Well, it's almost here. The thing about 5G is the towers that we have right now, the way they're placed, there's just not enough people out here to make it affordable to put more towers up. But the towers that are existing, they're putting 5G transmitters.
So what's so great about 5G? What is that exactly?
The speeds are unreal. It's faster than what you get right now from your fiber connection for internet. And eventually, we're going to have that everywhere. But it's
will
not...
Will satellite help with that?
Again, with that...
That's a good question.
The 5G signal, the wavelengths are so quick, that they don't go very far. It's those flat, waves that go farther. And so any trees, any... open area, that's a big thing.
All right, I'm going to be a party pooper here. We're going to have to end our conversation. I know we're not even halfway done, John, of your predictions.
Oh,
can we do another show on this?
Yes, we can. We can talk about it next week.
Wow.
But
Real quick, just review your first four or five you did there.
Okay. AI will be everywhere. That speaks for itself. Robots are not just sci-fi anymore. They're going to become part of our everyday lives. In 26, you're going to see them. Smart self-driving cars, tech is going to gear up. We're going to use it as an employee. AI is going to be part of our offices, part of our homes, mm-hmm. and everything. And that these chips are going to be not needing internet necessarily anymore.
All right.
That's a lot of stuff.
Yeah. But that's good predictions, though. Good prognostications.
Yay. Wow. That's proud incredible. Of you,
I sat in my office and practiced for an hour. Hey, we'll continue this. You got a number of...
That's more to talk about.
Yeah, a lot. We'll start that next week then.
In the meantime, if you want to talk to us, give us a call at 320-698-4747 or stop in and see us. We're right across from the United Prairie Bank.
Or you can send us an email, support@ruralsolutions.com.
You know, email John. If you want to challenge John on a few of his prognostications,
wow.
Email them. That's three in a row.
Bring it. Yes, please. I'd love to discuss about this stuff.
Yeah, I know you love talking about it. All right, thanks a lot. We'll continue our conversation next week.
Thanks, Paul.
John and Teresa Whitty with our Rural Solutions Technology Update Show.